Hello and welcome to the second of our videos on theatre making. Last time we looked at the world of the play, and this time we're going to be looking at its characters. The first people that we meet in a play are really important. They're going to establish the beginning of the story, and the characters present at the start will impact the situation moving forward. In a play, we want this situation to be something dramatic. The first people we meet are the family of ducks. Writing dialogue for animals is a really fun challenge. You can play up their quacking sounds, you could give them a Donald Duck style voice, or compare them to specific people and groups. In this reading, we decided not to do too much. Instead, we focused on the difference in age between the ducklings and their mother. The ducklings themselves are much more cartoonish, while the mother is much more natural and mature.
In this house, it was clear the two old ladies ruled the roost. They'd set their routine over many years.
Tell me, Chuck, can you lay eggs?
No.
What did you say?
I can't lay eggs. I'm a drake.
Oh, you're a strange creature, but you don't look like a snake to me.
I thought snakes could lay eggs, Peg.
Oh, what's wrong with his legs?
I don't know. Is there something wrong with your legs?
My legs are fine, but I can't lay eggs.
Oh, not to worry. I'm sure you can purr just fine.
I've never really tried.
Well, a young lad like you can still make sparks with your fur.
But I haven't got fur. I've got feathers.
What did he say?
He's complaining about the weather. He never saw the weather of 75.
There is one thing. I can swim pretty well.
What's that? Did you say you could sing?
No. Egg. He said he could swing.
I didn't say either. I said I can swim.
Swimming?
Oh, it'll be a month of Mondays before you catch one of us near water.
But it's so refreshing to feel the surface slip over your head as you dive to the bottom. There's nothing... What is it? What's the joke?
Oh, it's nothing! You tell him, Betty!
You said bottom!
Of course. You heard that just fine.
Oh no. We don't drink wine here.
Perhaps I should just learn to make sparks.
All drama needs a central problem to solve. In this case, the problem comes from the family. The ugly duckling feels like he doesn't fit in. And from a visual point of view, he doesn't. He looks different, which is very striking and will be very striking when it's seen on stage. How else do we know that the ugly duckling doesn't fit in? Because he doesn't quack like his brother and sister, he honks. In the full version of the play, this will be important later. To write good characters, you need to understand them. You need to know who they are. When adapting, you can take a lot of this from the original story. Let's look at Mother Duck. She looks forwards to her eggs hatching. And we expect mothers to be caring and patient. And she does try to see the good in the ugly duckling. That means when she rejects the duckling, it feels even worse. If she hadn't cared, it wouldn't have meant anything. Your second home exercise is to create a character profile. Ask yourself, what does your character look like? What's their history? What do they think about? You can download the sheet from our website to help you with this. And if you share them with us, we'll get back to you. We might also share your work online. Thanks for joining me, and see you in video 3.